latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Friday's Manchester City headlines. Top scorer Sergio Aguero returns from a four-match suspension for City's Premier League trip to title rivals Liverpool on Saturday. Defender John Stones could also be fit to feature. He limped off during the first half of the Boxing Day win at Hull. It's thought he has bruising on his knee. Midfielder Leroy Sané is still out with a knock that forced him to miss the Hull game, while Vincent Kompany also remains on the sidelines. He's got a long-term knee problem. And the squad is Bravo, Caballero, Zabaleta, Sanya, Stones, Otamendi, Kolarov, Adarabioyo, Clichy, Kolarov, Touré, Fernando, Fernandinho, Sterling, Navas, De Bruyne, Silva, Sterling, Nolito, Garcia, Aguero and Iheanacho. Elsewhere, and City were ready to pay the buyout clauses for brothers Lucas and Theo Hernandez, according to Atletico Madrid's chief executive. Miguel Angel Gil Marin has told Onda Cero that Manchester City activated the clauses, but both players wish to remain in Madrid and sign new deals at the Vicente Calderon. Older brother Lucas, who's 20, played in last season's Champions League final and had a relatively low buyout clause of just £20 million at the time of the bid, believed to be shortly after Pep Guardiola took over in July. Younger brother Theo, who's 19, is also very highly rated in Spain, and the left-back has been starring on loan at Alaves this season. Well, Marin, when asked if City had made offers for the brothers, said yes. City were prepared to pay the buyout clauses in both cases. City would have been able to pay it perfectly and the players could have easily gone. Atletico did what it had to do for them to stay, which was improve their contract and increase their buyout clauses. The players, their mother, their agent and the club all agreed that the best action for them and for their development was to stay. They are going to grow in their club, which is this one. I believe we made the right decision with respect to Theo at Alaves and Lucas at Atletico. They are going to grow in their club, which is this one. Those are the words of the Atletico Madrid chief executive.